Well, Christian, as we look what's happening in the market trade today, as I was kind of doing some reading and then I was talking to a producer early this morning, his comments were kind of what the heck is going on? It just seems like the way these markets flip themselves around caught him by surprise. Has it caught you guys in the markets by surprise as well?
Well, literally 2-3 weeks ago, you know, it was really quiet. This week just exploded in a lot of different ways. I mean, you as far as the soybeans go, you got more of a weather problem that you've seen in quite some time coming out of South America. And you got, you know, rain in Argentina where they're trying to harvest. They're bringing that crop down. And honestly, you just saw money flow. I mean, that's probably the best way to say it. It was a risk-on type of trade up until yesterday. Now it's what we would call risk-off type of trade, you know, and so we're setting back. But it's kind of crazy to see a setback of 35 cents, and, honestly, you know, you look at it, the only technical thing that you've done on a daily chart, you know, is you're trading below the previous day's low. You're not even below the two-day low. Now, I think there are some things that have changed in the market a little bit to form a top, or at least a, you know, a short-term top here or so in that market. But, yeah, this market is moving fast and furious now. You know, I always say weather markets, things can get pretty crazy pretty fast, and that's exactly what we're seeing. And, you know, we're now seeing forecasts change, you know, every 4 hours, and the market adjusting to that. So you have a lot of those things. Meanwhile, the U.S. weather looks really good. It looks good for planting. You know, corn planting is going to move along here, and they've got rain in places that they need it. So, it you know, a lot of the rally that we saw early in the week was from South America, but like I said, the U.S. weather looks really good.
You know, I'd love to be able to maybe go back into the archives and pull out some audio from you from mid-January when you made the comment that this year could be very much a strong weather-related market and that producers needed to stay updated on what they were going to do marketing-wise.
Weather can change at any time, and it does. And, you know, and like I said, we have not talked about U.S. weather yet. This is all South American-driven completely. U.S. weather, as mentioned earlier, looks good, but we're going to have things that will change, I would say, come the summer. And I'm not going to forecast exactly what that will be, but, you know, there's a lot of La Nina-type weather patterns out there and warmer and drier and stuff like that. Now, in the meantime, corn's going in the ground fast, and it's going in good condition. Can't argue with that. You're a little wet in the eastern corn belt, you know, and it'll take us a while to get the, you know, the soybeans planted. But, yeah, there's going to be a lot of turns and twists this year. I mean, the funds literally went from being short soybeans as much as 5 weeks ago to being, you know, long and hitting new records for volume and open interest in the last couple days.
Jump over to what we're seeing on the livestock side, a busy report day there. You look at these cattle markets, is it just a lot of positioning and waiting for those numbers to come out?
Yes, it is. You know, and I think there are a few things that are happening here. Cash market really looks weak this week. You know, so I mean, I would say 134 traded a lot last week. 133 was support. That broke, and it broke in a big way. The slaughter is going to be real big this week. There's a lot of slaughter coming to the market. So you have a lot of production coming to the market, too. You had some forecast for higher production. So I think from just a total meat standpoint, we had that change. You will have cold storage this afternoon, so obviously we'll get some analysis on that. You'll have cattle on feed this afternoon. So, but we did make new contract lows, and that is, you know, the market is definitely setting back based on that. And, yeah, we've had a lot of movement in the market. It seemed like for a while this week everything wanted to go up except for cattle. Hogs, I think, are looking pretty good, honestly. But the cattle market has really struggled there. We traded limit down shortly when we were talking, and it was only down $1.70 just here in the last few minutes.
What about for the hogs? I mean, are they going to try to work their way back and recover in demand?
You know, I think they are. I really do. I still think the demand from China is going to be strong. cutouts are trading at the highs of the year. Cash, to me, that the key to the hog market has been the cash, and cash really hasn't done hardly anything all year. If you look at the beginning until this week, we're making new highs in the cash market. Poultry cutouts are pretty high. I think you will make a run back at the old highs on the hog market. Hogs are, honestly, looking at all the trade today, hogs are higher and energy is higher and everything else is weaker. So I think that's a pretty strong sign that the pork market's going to get better going forward.